Previously on Algoa FM.
SA Rugby says it risks collapse if it doesn't boost revenue. "We don't have a reserve fund," SA Rugby president Mark Alexander told Parliament. He was defending a proposal to loosen control of commercial rights, including the Springbok brand. Saru, who said, had reached a local sponsorship ceiling. Growth lay offshore. The proposed deal with Seattle-based Ackerley Sports Group, due to be voted on by member unions tomorrow, has been heavily criticised for not being valuable enough. Detractors say it's no more than a loan, yet the Americans retain control once the money's repaid. Coal miner Exxaro Resources has suspended its CEO Nombasa Tsengwa. Tsengwa's suspension comes just 11 days after insiders made claims of a harsh management style in an article published in Business Times. Anonymous sources cited in the article say Tsengwa, Exxaro's first black female CEO, is the reason behind several executive exits, having purportedly created a culture of fear in the organization. However, News 24 Business quotes a source close to the issue as saying the real reason for her suspension is because she's been working to clean up corrupt activities, especially as they relate to the trucking of Exxaro coal. SA Social Security Agency CEO Busisiwe Memela Kambula has also been placed on precautionary suspension on full pay pending the outcome of an investigation into her appointment. Social Development Minister Nokozulo Tolashe says the Office of the Public Protector has raised serious issues that prompted her to take appropriate action. SASSA has been beset for some time with fraud, corruption and mismanagement. Pilots at SAA are threatening to go on strike starting today. It's just a week before schools break up and the festive season swings into high gear. SAA says it's doing everything possible to prevent a strike, but paying the pilots the 15.7% salary increase they're demanding would bankrupt the airline. On the markets, the top story is Bitcoin, over $100,000. This follows U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's pick of Paul Atkins to head the Securities and Exchange Commission. Atkins and Trump are both very pro-crypto. Bitcoin has more than doubled this year. Right now, Bitcoin sits at $103,220. On the JSE, the all-share top 40 closed last evening with both up just over 0.5%. London's FTSE down 0.3%. In New York, the Dow is up 0.7%. The S&P 500 up 0.6%. The Nasdaq up 1.3%. All of those fresh record highs. Tokyo up 0.5%. Hong Kong down 1.1%. Sydney up 0.2%. The US dollar 105 to the euro. The rand at 18.16 to the dollar. 19.10 to the euro. 23.07 to sterling. Gold at 2,647. Platinum 943 and Brent crude oil just over $72 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.